draw near to his soul, and the matter also. And it is perfect. God created everything. God created soul and the matter.
The individual soul. Well, then how is the individual soul eternal?
There is no beginning. As God has no beginning, soul has no beginning. No jayate na priyate eva. That is the distinction between matter and soul.
Counter that if God is all powerful, he can do anything. So why not? He can create a soul, and that soul can then be eternal from that point. The Christian may argue that God is all powerful. So God has created the soul, and from that point the soul is eternal.
Soul is eternal, we admit.
But only from that point, not in the past.
Not in the past?
Yes, because according to biblical philosophy, you only have one lifetime in this world.
That who goes to heaven?
Person to adopt the principles.
In one life, then who goes to heaven and who goes to hell?
First we go to heaven.
Anyone, if he goes to hell or heaven, then why do you say one life? Then another life?
No, they get one chance to do good or bad and then finish. They get one chance to do good or bad, then you either go to heaven or to hell.
How do you say one life? It is defective.
So this is what God has said in the Bible, therefore you must accept. This is what God has said in the Bible, therefore we must accept.
God, if you say something unreasonable, so we can hear. You say one life, then who goes to the next life? That is different.
I cannot explain why some people are born in a more pious setting and some people are born in a more impious setting.
Because they do not know the karma. Karma are very much according to one's activity, pious or impious, he gets the next one. That is why he is there. But they do not believe karma. And I was student in Scottish Church of Scholars. We had to attend class, half an hour, Bible. Dr. Atwood, the argument was, the karma is there, and I am suffering from my karma. Who is the witness? But because they do not know that the witness is God.
He asked that question?
Huh?
He asked that question?
Yes, he asked it. Paramatma, they say holy ghost. What is that holy ghost?
The Holy Ghost is supposed to give knowledge to persons who have embraced the teaching.
Therefore, he is sin. what you have gained. So according to your action, the Holy Ghost gives to another path. Put that in everyone's heart, and he's observing. Now I'm Sarvabhutani, Jamsarabhutani.
Intend that if a person does not become fully aware in this lifetime of God, then they don't have another chance and they're condemned to hell for eternity.
Hey, tell him that it doesn't matter. The next life is there. I will say one life. That is the principle. Therefore, this philosophy cannot be accepted. Anything which is defective is not to be accepted.
Simply dogma.
Yeah. Rejecting. That is David Christ.
Actually, there's so many different understandings that the Christians have of the same thing. They all have different types of philosophies.
No, Christ never said that. Christ never said you only have one life.
That is real, brother. This is all from the
Church Fathers.
That is all defective. I'm scrupulous.
There's smoke coming from back here, sir. And they're smoking cigarettes. And they say, he said Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you cannot be successful unless you said Jesus Christ like us. But they're smoking.
Oh, yes, yes. And that you do not have faith. Because Christ said, thou shalt not kill. We strictly observe that, but you kill. You are not a Christian.
But that's just an ideal, the Ten Commandments. You're not expecting to
follow. You're not expecting. That is your problem. Take you. As soon as you disobey the Ten Commandments, you are not a Christian. You are his enemy.
What do you mean, Lord?
That a religious faith should not be discussed and together. Everyone has got some or concocted faith. That is not together. Faith is different. I believe. You believe, I do not believe. That is not together. There's a problem. That, a thing there is doing nothing the past is very short. This is clear. And without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental conflict. So both of them should be combined. That is different.
Can be given though that man's logic is so tiny, sea brain, and God's logic is so great. So how can actually man discuss the logic of God? The argument is given that God is infinitely great.
That's what it says. If you cannot understand God's logic or God's philosophy, then don't discuss. Stop this.
Jewish people say that we can't chant the name of God because it is too sacred.
Yes. Yeah. He said that. That's a fact. But those are too sinful, they cannot chant. Ten kinds of offense.
Is that God has put the world here for us to enjoy, so we will please Him by enjoying it.
4 o'clock to your watching. Bless. And God, how is that? Is it enough?
But on the weekend, we can go to the beach. We can eat whatever we want.
We can go to heaven. You are suffering from disease while you are mental discomfort, bodily discomfort. You are taking trial pills for tranquility.
You say you have to take the good with the bad.
It's nonsense. Nonsense. But keeping in mind and then he's taking all kinds of things, but sleeping is taking kids.
Suffering, we can get a deeper appreciation.
A God is omnipotent.
Yes.
He can make clouds. He can see him.
Yes.
And what is something? He cannot see. God is not the heart. He will just benefit him. But if he gives somebody the peace, he has to see and be. What is it?
They have created a philosophy where God was invisible in darkness. Patrick says that Hare Krishna is the most dangerous organization to be stopped by. St. Patrick, this is the man that convinces devotees to leave the movement.
The deprogrammer.
He kidnaps him. So in his book, he says that Hare Krishna movement is very, very dangerous. He urges everyone to cooperate together to stop the movement. That's an advertisement compared to the book. He gets money from the crowd. He actually makes a lot of money because he's going out. surprised that we had one devotee inside a house. Many devotees came, all chanting Hare Bol, Hare Bol. And he said that it was terrifying. He was kidnapped the devotee in Los Angeles while he was on Sankirtan. And he was telling him how he was going to deprogram him from Krishna consciousness. And this boy said, it is impossible. As he said, I have done so many of these people. And this boy said, but this is the first time you've tried to do it to a book student. And after some time, he just gave up. And the boy left, came back to the temple.
Different entities and divisions. Very, very tricky compared to the Shiva and Bhagavatam and Bhakti.
No mental conversation, just facts.